Hello and welcome to the Supercast. I'm your host, Superintendent Anthony Godfrey. He rose to the top of his game as a 6'6" forward in basketball for the West Jordan High School Jaguars and was named 2012's 5A Player of the Year, leading the state in scoring and rebounding. Jordan Loveridge, or better known as J-Love to some, also made a name for himself in the basketball program at the University of Utah, where he became one of the top scorers in school history. Today, at the age of 27, the West Jordan High grad is still making a name for himself, playing professional basketball overseas. On this episode of the Supercast, we catch up with Jordan Loveridge, who's currently playing pro ball in Finland. Find out how his time at West Jordan High helped him reach his goals, and how his life has changed with his superstar status abroad. We're here with former Jordan School District student Jordan Loveridge. Jordan, thanks for joining us.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
All the way from Finland.
Yep.
What time is it there in Finland right now?
It's about 6:30 at night.
So it's been dark for about 4 hours now, right?
Yep. Pretty much all day.
I'm really excited to talk with you. I watched you play when you were here at West Jordan High School. When were you at West Jordan? When did you graduate?
I graduated 2012. So
2012. Yep. The time flies. It was really fun to watch you, and I was just talking with a couple of colleagues, telling them that I had the chance to interview you, and they were pretty excited about that. They just had a lot of respect for how you held yourself off the court. In addition to your gameplay, they just reminded me how fun you are to watch play basketball, and what a great, humble, approachable person you've always been, even through all of your success.
Oh, I appreciate that.
Tell us, what are your memories of playing at West Jordan High School? We're going to talk about all the places you've been and the great career that you have, but tell me about your memories of West Jordan. What stands out to you?
Just a great group of guys I got to play with, and, you know, the coaching staff, Scott Briggs and Dan Damron, and it was just great atmosphere. It really prepared me for going and playing at Utah. They really knew basketball, and I was a young, naive guy coming in and thought I knew everything, but they taught me a lot, and, it just was fun to, play with those teammates, still have good connections with the coaches and my teammates from high school, so it was a great experience all around.
When did you first realize, hey, I'm kind of better than everybody else, when you were a kid? When did you realize that you had a gift for playing basketball?
I think when my dad actually let me play with his friends. Like, I used to go to the gym with him, and they would just let me shoot on the side, and I always wanted to get in their games, but he never would let me play. And then eventually, when I got a little stronger, got a little taller, he let me play, and I started beating them and dominating in those games. So I figured if I can do these things versus grown men, I might have a chance at the high school level.
Beating your dad's friends at basketball must have been its own kind of satisfaction.
Yeah, for sure. For sure. I mean, it was always, those guys to me were like the NBA, like, oh, I can't wait to play against these guys. I knew these guys, all their stats and what they were doing and things like that. So it was fun to get to jump in those games.
Yeah, sure. And then after West Jordan, you played at the U, of course.
Yeah.
I have a signed poster. You may not know that, but I have a poster signed by you. I can't remember from which year. I got that through your mom, and I'm actually a huge fan of your mom's as well. At Copper Hill, she's always so nice. She's always asked before I can ask. She always asks how I'm doing and checking in on me. So she's a great support. But tell us about being at the U.
It was a great experience. I really got to grow up and got to be away from home. I had a great coaching staff up there as well, which helped me and helped me be prepared to, play professionally. And, we did some great things, went to the Sweet 16, had some great players come through there, got to play with some great players on my team. It was just a fun experience, to get to be there 4 years, get to graduate, and, just get to play, at the highest level.
Who are some of the people that you remember playing against when you were at the U?
I think just in the Pac-12, there's so many great players. It was just, for me, it was more of the places we got to play. You know, you get to play at UCLA, USC, the schools, people, you know, in the basketball world, and even just, you know, in the college world, people dream to go to those schools or play at those schools. So get to go play in front of, you know, UCLA, Arizona, Oregon, you know, get to be at those places and get to, you know, play versus some of those top ranked guys that you played either in AAU or you just have seen play on TV. So it was, I think, just the experience to get to go and play versus, you know, high level every single night.
And playing in the Sweet 16, I mean, that's really something special.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, that's what I, you know, growing up, I always would fill out brackets and, you know, March Madness, I'd try to, you know, watch during school and stuff and, you know, never was able to because a lot of the early games started when I was in class, but, you know, I always was checking scores just to see, but then to get to be a part of it was, you know, it's amazing.
And now you're a professional basketball player. How many years have you been playing professional basketball?
This is my fifth year.
Yeah. And you're with the Cobrat, is that right? How do I say that?
Yeah, you said it right.
Okay, the Cobras, is that right?
Yeah, that's our mascot, the Cobras.
Yeah, very nice. Tell me about, well, let's first talk about all the places that you've played. It's quite a list. You played in Switzerland, Austria, I think. Tell us about your journey there. And first of all, I guess, how did you get to start playing in Europe?
So I signed with an agent out of college, and he just had some great connections, and I started my career off in Hungary in a little village called Kormen. So, I mean, it was, you know, definitely different from college to be in a little small town by myself, and, you know, but I had basketball to focus on, which was great. And then from there, I went to Switzerland, to a lot bigger city, which was nice. And, you know, Switzerland's a beautiful country. And then the next year I went to Germany, which, the German league is one of the, you know, top basketball leagues in Europe. So that was a great experience. And then I went to Austria, and then now this year in Finland.
What did the European leagues, how does that work? I know in soccer, based on how well a team does, they may be moved up or down out of a league. And I know the team that you play for plays in the highest European league now. So how does all of that work?
So usually each country has their own league, and they have, you know, top league, and then it goes, you know, the second league, third league, or how many other leagues they have. And so, I mean, everyone's trying to play in the top league in whatever country they're in. And then there's also European competitions where you get to go and travel and play. For example, like if my team was in one of those, we would go play in like France or, you know, in Germany versus some of their top teams. And that's a whole different, you know, tournament. But for the most part, teams are trying to make it in the top league in their country. So
does the top league mean that you're going to end up playing in other countries more frequently then?
Yeah, I mean, you definitely have a better chance to be seen and you know, sign a better contract or a contract in a country that you want to go or that you know, wants you to come and play for their team.
What does your current team look like in terms of where the players are from?
So we have a guy that played on North Carolina. His name is Justin Pierce. A guy from Fresno State, Nate Grimes. He's a rookie. Then a guy that played in the Canadian League for 3 or 4 years that did really good. His name is Anthony Gaines. So we have 4 Americans, and then the rest are Finnish guys.
Oh. So do all the Finnish guys speak English, or are you now speaking Finnish?
No, everybody around the team usually speaks English. I haven't been to a country where I had to learn the language too much.
Yeah. So how do you like Finland? What's Finland like?
I mean, it's definitely dark and cold, but, you know, with my family here, it's been great. You know, I get to, you know, see my son and my wife every day. And then, you know, it's tough being away from family back home, but we got FaceTime, things like that. And, you know, and they're very supportive of, you know, me playing, and they want me to continue to play. So it's not bad at all.
Do you get some time in the summer when you can come home, or when's the off season?
Yeah, so usually I get around 4 months at home, and I just train back in Utah. And, you know, I spend a lot of time with family, and, you know, we try to do as much stuff as we can within that 4 months. You know, I mean, it's tough, but still we try to, you know, fit in trips and, you know, make sure we're always eating dinner at either my wife's parents or my parents. So,
yeah, that's really great. Can your family watch these games? Are they streamed so they can follow your career from here?
Yeah, so they've been able to watch pretty much all of my games anywhere I've played. Each country usually has some type of TV deal, like, as we do at home, where, you know, the NBA is on ESPN or TNT or whatever. But over here, they have their own streaming service, so it's been pretty easy for them to watch all the games.
And you mentioned your family. How old is your son now?
He is 18 months.
18 months. Well, congratulations. That's exciting. What's his name?
Kingston.
Kingston.
Yeah.
Very cool. And how did you meet your wife? When did you get married?
So I got married 3 years ago, and I met my wife. So we were just out downtown Salt Lake, and one of my friends actually went to school to Southern Utah with her. She was a volleyball player at Southern Utah, and he's a football player. He actually went to West Jordan. And he introduced me to her, and from there we just kept talking and hanging out, and yep, rest is history.
That's great.
Yeah.
Tell me about your parents. Like I said, I'm a huge fan of your mom. It's obvious that she's one of the people in this district that really stands out to me as someone who takes care of other people, looks out for them. Tell me about the lessons that your parents taught you and the way they provided opportunities for you to get you to where you are now.
They're just very selfless people. They just want to do everything for everyone else. They don't, I think they, you know, I tease them sometimes that they need to look out for them, you know, once in a while, just because they are always, you know, running around doing things for other people. They want to help people either with it, if it's moving, if it's, you know, you need this, you need us to cook you a meal, you can come to our house. They always are very selfless. So just seeing that, you know, I try to strive to be like them, try to help everyone, be friends, you know, with everyone, especially traveling and, you know, meeting new people in different cultures. You know, I try to, you know, see what their culture's about, talk to new people, you know, try to be just like them, just be selfless and, you know, befriend pretty much everyone.
Well, those lessons serve you well as you play on various teams and in various countries.
We're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, find out what's next for Jordan Loveridge and what advice he has for other young athletes hoping to play professionally.
If you're ready to start your child on the path to personalized learning, we're ready to help. The Jordan Virtual Learning Academy is coming to Jordan School District in the 2021-22 school year. Three new schools will be opening as part of the academy: Rocky Peak Virtual Elementary School, Kelsey Peak Virtual Middle School, and Kings Peak High School. Each school will have their own principal and teachers, and each will give students a choice in their own learning. The schools will offer synchronous learning, which is teachers providing real-time, live online instruction, and asynchronous learning, where teachers provide videotaped instruction for learning on a student's schedule. To register your student in the Jordan Virtual Learning Academy, visit connect.jordandistrict.org.
Jordan, do you ever get the chance to go in and talk with students about basketball, do some school programs where you teach them some drills or anything like that?
Yeah, so there's usually a school program that we do, and I've done it in almost every country. We go and talk with the kids, teach them some drills, teach them some stuff that they can do at home, that if they do like basketball or if they just want to stay active, you know, we'll go and to schools and a couple times a month and, you know, teach a basketball class and then just talk with them a little bit, and they get to ask questions and see where we're from and get to learn a little bit from us. So we definitely get to do that, and that's always fun to go to the different schools.
How has living around the world in these different countries under these different circumstances changed you?
What's changed me, you know, it's opened my eyes to, you know, different ways of living, different ways to do things, you know, just traveling and living in smaller places, some bigger places, you know, different cultures, just learning day to day what other people go through and do, you know, is really helped me grow and, you know, helped me realize, you know, how fortunate we are, you know, for the things we have, just simple things like dishwashers or dryers or things like that, you know, that we all have and we take for granted sometimes. And not everyone has those here, and they live just fine. They're happy. And, you know, it's really just opened my eyes to things like that.
What's the food like in Finland? Do you, you like fish, I think, probably.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah, for sure. For sure. Yeah, a lot of fish. They actually have reindeer here, which I never ate before I came here. So
reindeer.
I tried reindeer for the first time, which was, I mean, it was pretty good. They have a lot of, they eat a lot of moose here.
So do you drive through McDonald's and you can get like a moose combo? I'll have the number two reindeer burger and a large fry, or how does that
work? But you can, you know, at pizza places and things like that, you can order reindeer on pizza. You can order moose on pizza and things like that. You can have pasta with moose or reindeer, which is a little different, but, you know, to each their own.
I'll have the Blitzen number three, I guess, is what you can order. Well, that's really interesting. That's fascinating. Tell me, what advice would you give to students who aspire to a career in professional sports?
You know, I think just making sure you work hard every day. I mean, it sounds so simple, but, you know, not a lot of guys go to the gym every day and stay really consistent. As long as you're consistent and, you know, and it's something that you love to do, you know, you shouldn't, you know, be forced to do it. If you don't love it, you know, maybe there's something else out there for you. But if you really do love to play and it's something that you want to, you know, do, there's thousands of leagues in the world that, you know, guys are playing professional. So, you know, it's not easy, but if you put in the work, you know, you'll definitely be able to get something out of it.
That's great advice. Obviously, your love for basketball has not diminished.
No, never.
Who are some of the basketball players that you look up to?
I mean, first was probably just my dad was the first one. You know, that's why I wanted to play. He actually was going to play overseas, and then my parents were about to have me, so he made the decision to actually stay home and, you know, get a job and kind of, you know, go away from, you know, that dream. And so I felt like I always owed it, you know, to him a little bit to, you know, kind of pursue basketball. And then I fell in love with it and kind of ran with it. And then, you know, I would probably say after him, you know, Kobe Bryant was a big one for me growing up, just the way he approached the game and how, you know, just he just always wanted to compete in every game and every aspect of life, really. That's how he was, so. Those two probably were really big for me.
When you mention Kobe, I think about the Black Mamba. Do you have any nicknames?
No, mine kind of just stuck from high school. Just people shortened my name to J Love, so that one kind of stuck all the way through college. And then some of my teammates will, if they search me or if they hear stuff or see people post stuff overseas, they'll sometimes use that same nickname. So.
J Love, that is a good nickname. That is a really good nickname.
Yeah, that's kind of stuck.
How tall are you, Jordan?
6 foot six.
6 foot six. So I would suspect you stand out a little bit as you walk around Finland.
Yeah, for sure, for sure.
Do people recognize you as a basketball player in that league?
Yeah, I mean, anytime I'm at the stores, people will come up and definitely they want to shake my hand and just want to talk, you know, with me, and they definitely want to practice their English. I feel like sometimes they want to come and, you know, just say a few words or a few sentences and just to have a conversation, just because they don't see, you know, people from America too much, especially in the town I'm living in. It's a pretty small town. So, you know, I think they love to, you know, have people from different cultures and different backgrounds. So it's been fun.
That's really exciting. Tell me about the town itself. How big is the town? What's comparable here, would you say?
I couldn't really compare it to anything back home. I mean, maybe a small town like Delta or something like that.
Okay.
Would probably be a good comparison. But other than that, I couldn't really compare it, just because we have, you know, we're very fortunate at home to have, you know, a Walmart at every other, you know, every other street and,
sure,
and like that. But like here, there's two grocery stores, a couple gas stations, you know, one gym, you know, like there's, you know, there's just not as many things available here.
And how I joked earlier about how much it's dark, but how much daylight do you have this time of year?
It just varies. I mean, it's been a lot better the past couple days, but before that, I don't know, it was probably, I'd have to say, 4 hours maybe.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, I'm sure this is an unforgettable experience for you to be living in these different countries. Well, you've accomplished so much, Jordan. What's next? What are you looking for now?
For me, I think just winning a European championship would be, you know, the icing on the cake. You know, it just would, you know, kind of validate, you know, that, you know, I was working towards a goal, and I want to, you know, make a team a champion. I want to be a champion. You know, I've won, you know, championships at every level, and I haven't got a chance to win a championship at the European level yet. So I think that would be, you know, the next great accomplishment I could accomplish.
Well, I wish you the very best in pursuit of that goal. Go Cobrat.
Thank you. Thank you.
Well, thanks again for joining us. Like I said earlier, guys I work with are envious that I got to interview you today. Everyone who knows you just has such respect for you, and not just the way you play, but who you are. And so I really appreciate your taking the time all the way from Finland. When's your next game?
Tomorrow, actually.
Who do you play?
The team name is Pyreno.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, good luck against the Pyreno, and take care. Best of luck to you and your family.
Yeah, thank you. Thanks for having me.
Thanks, Jordan. Thanks for joining us on another episode of the Supercast. Remember, education is the most important thing you will do today. We'll see you out there.